in the nature of man, we find three principal causes of quarrel. First, competition. Secondly, diffidence. Thirdly, glory. The first makes men invade for gain. The second, for safety. And the third, for reputation. The first use violence to make themselves masters of other men's persons, wives, children, and cattle. The second, to defend them. The third, for trifles, as a word, a smile, a different opinion, and any other sign of undervalue, either direct in their persons or by reflection in their kindred, their friends, their nation, their profession, or their name. keen, Arthur as much accused mankind by his actions as I do by my words. But neither of us accuse man's nature in it. The desires and other passions of man are in themselves no sin. No more are the actions that proceed from those passions till they know a law that forbids them, which till laws be made they cannot know, nor can any law be made till they have agreed upon the person that shall make it.
Oh,
it is consequent also to the same condition that there be no propriety, no dominion, no mine and thine distinct. But only that to be every man's that he can get, and for so long as he can keep it. And thus much for the ill condition which man by mere nature is actually placed in. Though with a possibility to come out of it, consisting partly in the passions, partly in his reason. The passions that incline men to peace are fear of death, desire of such things as are necessary to commodious living, and a hope by their industry to obtain them. Circus death convenient articles of peace upon which men may be drawn to agreement. These articles are they which otherwise are called the laws of nature.